boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I don't want to brag, but I'm going to.
Go ahead.
Because I think I got the best boyfriend out there. Neighbor man does not mind if I spend $115 on bougie laundry soap, which is what I did today.
I mean, why would he complain?
Well, you know, sometimes, or at least we see it on TV or whatever, that guys get upset when the girls come home from, like,
you know, with the bags and things. Yeah.
He doesn't care. And I think he doesn't care because he does most of the laundry.
That's what my follow-up question was going to be. Obviously, everybody benefits because if it smells good and makes your clothes softer, then who cares?
Right.
But also, if he's the laundry guy.
I would say if we were to do a percentage of who does the most laundry, I would say he does 80%, if not 90% of the laundry in the house. And that's putting in the washer, starting it, moving it to the dryer, and then even folding it, he does it most of it. And he's been wanting this laundry soap. He's like, can you go to the store? Can you get some new soap? And so I did. And I spent way too much money.
Well, yeah, so did I. I'm just not going to tell him about it.
Really? Yeah. I owned up to it. I was like, yeah, I spent $115. And he didn't say anything. He's like, oh, darn.
I'm just going to sneak it in the house and put it in the laundry closet. And they'll never know.
Would he get mad, though?
No.
Like, how much did you spend?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Like 40, I think, is probably what I would guess.
Yeah.
Would he get mad?
No. I think he'd be like, I'm glad I didn't have to buy it.
He's like, well, you gonna do my laundry next?
Well, the answer to that is still no. Just when I was trying to get in the Valentine's Day spirit.
You.
Boom! I get struck down by the anti-Valentine's Day gods or whoever has it out for me.
I think they were smacking you and was like, who are you?
Well, okay, let's not get crazy. I wasn't doing anything real out of character, but I was at the store this morning and was like, you know what? While I'm here, I should get my boyfriend Curly a Valentine's Day card. I already gave him his gift because he suckered me into opening it early, but I was like, okay, I can at least get him a card. I like to get him a cute, funny cat card, nothing too serious, and I found the perfect one. But then I went to go check out, and it was like, meet, need associate help. Like, okay, dang it, all right, and I'll wait for the person to come over. And she looks at it, and she looks at me and goes, it's not in our system, so unfortunately I'm not going to be able to allow you to buy this. I was like, well, dang it, I can't go back to the card section now and look for something. I suppose it wasn't meant to be.
Can you imagine you go home and you tell him that tonight? I mean, it is going to, and I mean this in the most respectful way, the most lamest excuse ever.
Well, I'm not going to tell him.
I would be like, I tried to get you a Valentine's Day gift when I went to go check it out. It wasn't in the system. It is going to sound so lame, so fake, so not true.
That's what I'm saying. It sounds like my dog ate my homework.
That's what I'm saying. I think you should. I want to hear what his reaction is.
Okay, I will.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Man, do I love some Olympic tea.
Go on.
Obviously, okay, it is like the biggest sporting event in the world. Such an honor. However, it's a big to-do. It's weeks of events and tons of different sports. So obviously, nobody can expect that everything is going to go perfectly every time a city hosts. But I gotta tell you about this Olympic ice rink drama, okay? So, to give you some backstory, obviously the Olympics right now are in Italy, and they found out that they were hosting this Winter Olympics back in 2019, okay? So that means they've had, what, 7-ish years to
prepare? Is that a normal or not a normal amount of time?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, because I feel like we've known that we're going to host for a while.
Yeah, they give you some heads up because a lot of cities do build new structures.
They clean up.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So they've known it since June of 2019, okay? Up until 2 days ago, they were still frantically building an ice arena. Now, apparently, and now don't ask me too much about ice hockey because I don't know. This is like some of the most anticipated Olympic ice hockey in the last 10 years. This is painful. Oh my God. This actually matches the vibe. Okay. So
I looked up Olympic sad music. Okay. You're welcome. Yikes. We've got everything.
Well, yeah, because this is quite honestly a mess. So, hockey is apparently a big deal this year. People have been really looking forward to it. And until Wednesday this week, that was still an active construction site. Okay. We're talking like forklifts on site. Mm-hmm. People are scrubbing dust off of surfaces. They're trying to spackle walls, like literally just get the structure finished so they can host the teams. And all of the people who pay lots of money to come watch the Olympics have places to sit. Beyond that, they did get it done. Now, the people say, was it absolutely perfect? No, but is it functional? Yes. Beyond that, the ice skating rink is not up to its normal, like, standard dimensions.
Uh-oh, are we having injuries?
No, but they started building this hockey arena and didn't get the measuring tape out, I guess, because it's 3 feet too short. And, you know, sports fields stuff, they take that stuff pretty seriously.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
But I'm out of words. Can you tell?
It's a mess.
No, my thing is, when you're, I'm assuming, an Olympic athlete, especially like figure skating, right? You would have that whole arena down to a T. Like, okay, I know I can go this far to do, I don't know, figure skating, turn, right?
An axel.
If you're down 3 feet, is that what you said?
3 feet, yeah.
You're going to hit a wall.
Right. Well, and this is specifically for hockey. So same thing. They have guys like who are used to this much space behind the goal and blah, 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 that 3 feet could like really screw them up, I think.
I'm very curious what's going to happen.
Well, they got it done.
Not quite, though, is the correct way to say that.
They're like, don't open that door over there because we don't know what's behind.
Oh, my God. It's like when people come over to my house.
It's exactly like that.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I am always overthinking interactions I have at the gym. Like, was that weird? Was that following gym protocol? Am I a freak? And I had yet another one last night.
At some point, they're going to take away your gym membership.
Well, I know, because I'm like, I try to keep to myself, but sometimes you have to interact with other people, and I don't know, like, what's the vibe? What do you do as a normal gym person? So I overthought this last night, and I need to know if this was, did I do this right, or I don't know. Okay, so I went to the gym with my boyfriend Curly last night. We were doing our own things. The treadmills were pretty filled up. So he was going to go walk, and I'm like, I don't really feel like standing next to strangers. I'm going to get on the stair stepper. So I got on the one on the end, and there was nobody next to me. And then eventually, another guy comes up, one over, and then another guy comes and goes in the one between us.
How many stair steppers do you have?
Three.
Wow, we only have one.
Oh, we have three. So they slowly filled in, and I ended up with a guy right next to me. Whatever, I don't care. Stair step your life away. Queen, king. And I was like, okay, I'm only going to go a couple more minutes. And me and him both stopped at about the same time. I turned mine off. I'm like grabbing my phone and stuff and getting ready to go grab the spray bottle to, you know, wipe down my machine. I have that gym etiquette down to a T.
Thank you.
And I noticed he's still standing there. We were both huffing and puffing, okay? We were in this together because the stair stepper is not easy. And as I'm wiping down the machine, I can tell he's kind of like looking at me. I'm like, oh no, what do I do? Because I don't know him. I've never even seen him at the gym before. Wiping down the machine and I kind of am like trying to look out of the corner of my eye. And then I just look at him and he's looking at me and I have the spray bottle and the towel and I go, do you want this? And he goes, yeah, I'll take it. And then so that he didn't have to go walk. Otherwise, I would have put it away and then he would have had to just follow me and go grab it. I don't know. And then afterwards, I was like, was that weird or was he just looking to see if I was also dying? Because I was. The stair stepper is not easy. I don't know. It was weird. I feel weird about it.
What part of it was weird? I'm so confused.
That he was looking and then was I supposed to make eye contact?
I think you were fine. I think you did just fine. I would have done the same thing. But mm-hmm. I think it's weird. So do you guys have normal... I have so many questions. Do you guys use normal towels at your gym?
Yeah. There's like
you
a
do?
There's buckets around the gym that there's like the spray that has whatever in it.
Okay.
And then there's a couple like small hand towels, I guess, that I'm sure that they change out throughout the day.
What do you use? Your interaction makes so much more sense than I think you... I think you're overthinking it and why it makes so much more sense to me, to be quite honest to you. So let me explain. At my gym, we have the spray bottle, yeah. Okay? But what we have is paper towels.
What?
Okay, so that he would have to go back and go get... No matter what, he would have to leave the stair step
right.
and go at least get paper towels. You were killing some birds and some stones for him.
Okay.
So I think your interaction was 100% totally fine.
Okay, so I went to bed nervous and he probably went to bed and was like, that girl was so nice.
What I thought that dude was going to ask was for him, because again, I thought you had the same gym as me or something, that like you guys use like paper towels. I thought he was going to ask to use like the same paper towel.
Oh, gross.
Or things like that. But if y'all are still using the same towel, that's still a little weird, but whatever.
Well,
I mean, if you think about it, I mean, yours is more environmental friendly, right?
Well, yeah. And but it's not like weird. I wiped my forehead and then was like, here you go, brother.
Really stupid question. Am I supposed to not show people the wedding dress I picked out? Or like, is it supposed to be a secret? Or am I allowed to show people? Like, I don't know what the rules are.
Are you asking me? I'm sorry. Is there someone standing behind me? I don't know.
Is that why you were looking behind you? I was like, what are you looking for?
Well, in short, I feel like that's up to you.
Okay, here's the thing. Weekender and street teamer Morgan was texting me. We were talking about wedding dresses and things like that. She was asking me where I got mine. And she's like, well, did you find one? And I said, yes. And then in that moment, I'm like, well, wait a minute. Am I supposed to send her a photo? Or am I supposed to just answer? She didn't ask for a photo. I'll tell you that. Mm-hmm. She didn't say, well, send me. What does it look like?
I think most people know not to do that.
Right. She didn't ask. So then I was like, I said yes. And then I'm like, is a photo supposed to go with the yes? Mm. I don't know what the rules are. Or am I supposed to keep it a secret from everybody?
Mm.
I don't really know.
I don't think there's rules.
Okay.
Like, I think you can kind of do whatever you want. You're the one that spent the money
on it.
Well,
girl, then I'm going to put it all over on the internet.
I mean, if you want to do that, I feel like in general, like I would never ask like, oh my God, show it to me.
Uh-huh.
Cause some people it's like a big thing. And if you want to keep it a secret until your big day, cool, fine, whatever. You have like a unique wedding situation that you're not having a huge, like everybody and their mom is coming. So not everybody's going to see it in
that
person.
That is true.
So I guess, is it like, do you care to show them? It's also not altered to fit your body perfectly. It's
that
not,
is
you
true.
Don't have your hair and your makeup done exactly how you're going to want it. So it's like, do you care if they see it before or are you going to make them wait to see it on Facebook?
Oh my God, you're asking way too many tough questions.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, I don't know.
You're right, because it is not fit for my body yet. It's my hair was not done. I had a horrible hair day that day.
So maybe don't. I don't know. I have a question for you now that you're questioning how secretive you're supposed to be about the wedding dress that you bought. Have you broken down and told Neighborman which one you bought?
Nice. Great question. No. All he knows is he knows what were the top six.
Yes.
And he knows each dress that made that. That's about it. I will tell you that I have asked him which one was his favorite mm-hmm. to help determine if I did make the right decision.
Oh, good. Because what better way to torture yourself than to find out his favorite was the one you didn't buy? What's wrong with you?
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
I just took a long, long look out the window behind me to look for...
Is that what you've been doing today?
Yeah, any sort of excitement. Entertain me, please. I was hoping for something to be going on out there. Not much. However, I did notice two airplanes flying. So I thought, how fun would
it be? Okay, here we go.
Listen, it is almost the weekend and I just need something to live for. Play along. Where do we think they're flying to?
Okay, here we go. You know you can look that up.
Okay, and that takes all the fun out of what I'm trying to do right here. So where do you think they're flying to?
I don't know directions. Can you give me
Well, one
stall.
Was going that way.
Stall!
And then one was going the opposite
okay,
way.
And that was really great for our listeners when you point and they can't see what you're talking about. My phone's at 3%, so let's see how long I can compass this. You pointed what direction first?
That way.
Is northeast-ish.
Okay, and then I don't that know. Way.
South.
I
don't know a map. Where are we?
I would like to think that if it's flying
Wait
south.
Wait a minute. Where?
It's going to Disney World.
Is North Canada?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, so south would be Texas.
Yes.
Okay, so they're going. Okay. All right. Where did you thought the south one was going to Texas?
Well, I thought maybe it's going south and then it's going to make a little turn at some point to go to Disney World.
Great. Hit up. I don't know what rides are there.
Space Mountain.
Yeah, that's the one I was thinking
of. Yeah. And then the one going north. Well, you said Canada. So Canada.
It was northeast, though.
Still could be Canada. We don't know. That's the fun of this game that you just decided was stupid. Thanks for playing, everybody.
No, I thought the game was stupid, but you know who looked stupid playing the game? Me.
I hope somebody on the airplane heard you do that.
I think something bad is going to happen to me. So if you don't hear from me, well, I love you. Thanks for being my friend.
Oh, my God. Well, I mean, but you do often think that you're dying.
I do. I'm one of those people that have to Google search every symptom, and Google tells me every single time.
Okay. Welcome to the doctor's office. What are today's symptoms?
I saw a dead bird on my front porch, and I don't know.
Gross. Oh, God.
I don't know what hit me this morning, but it was just laying there dead on the front steps that I was like, wait, something is off about this. Mm. Seeing a dead bird on the side of the road is one thing. Seeing the dead bird on your, you know, on your walk, you know, and around the neighborhood is another. But having it be dead on your front porch, right almost near your front steps, I feel like that was a sign from the universe. I feel like it means something.
Perhaps.
My brain goes, death is next. I don't know.
Well,
what do you know?
Number one, my thoughts are with the bird's family.
Oh, yeah. Rest in peace, Birdie.
Poor guy or girl. I'm so sad.
I don't know what happened to it.
I Googled. I'd rather not know. I Googled because I don't know. I don't know what that means. I'm with you. That feels like a bad situation. So there's a lot of, depending on culture and personal beliefs and blah, 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 there's different meanings to this, I suppose. Number one is change and transition. The most frequent interpretation signifies the ending of a cycle and the beginning of a new one, urging you to shed the old. Could be a bad habit, could be relationship, could be job, could be who knows what that could be. So it just means, maybe it means a death to a something in your life. Hopefully not you. I don't want to speak anything into.
What are you trying to wish death?
No, I'm just telling you what it means.
FBI.
Okay, well, the next one is loss and grief can reflect emotional pain, broken relationships, or the passing of something important
in
your life.
I feel like relationships are solid right now. I don't have a single relationship that I feel like is not solid.
Well, maybe not that. Or it's a warning or an omen, which some traditions will view a dead bird as a negative sign, a warning of danger.
To what? Me?
Bad luck or the need for caution.
Wait, danger of what?
Well, I don't know.
You didn't answer. Answer it.
Danger.
Danger of what? Me? Who? Where?
Probably you. You saw it. It was on your front porch. Maybe you need to get... Do you have... Is it a stable foundation that you have on that porch?
What do you mean? That sounds too smart for me. What are you saying?
Like, does your porch need to be replaced? Are you going to fall through
that
the porch?
Am I going to fall through the porch?
You asked what the danger is. I don't know. Ask the bird.
Radio DJ dies from falling through porch. Tonight at 10.
And other DJ told her to replace it. I wasn't doing anything wrong, but I did get a hold of Destiny's debit card today.
That's not a sentence I ever want to hear again.
And I got a good chuckle out of it. I want to talk about it because actually you did hand me your debit card as we were getting lunch today. And I've seen your debit card before, but it just reminded me that you have a family photo like on your debit card. If you want, I feel like most places you can customize what yours looks like, the color, or I guess you can put pictures.
Yep.
And yours is, I'm assuming it's an older photo because everybody looks young.
Yeah, back from 2000. I remember I was in college, so it would have been 2014, 2015. Mm-hmm. My family went to Arizona for my aunt's wedding. So it's a photo taken in Arizona at her wedding.
It cracks me up because, not that I don't think it's a great photo, it cracks me up because it's a little pixely.
Well, back then our camera sucked even more.
Well, yeah, I know. One of your siblings has like the chip reader on top of their outfit.
Mm-hmm.
And I just am like, wait, if you got a new debt, I looked at your expiration date too. I should have just taken down all the numbers in case I got bored this weekend. but it looked like your card expires in 2027. So I just can't help but wonder, are you going to keep it when you renew your card?
It's funny you say that because, you know, it's obviously expired since before then. Mm-hmm. I think twice in the last like 10 plus years because I've had that photo since 2014, 2015, and I haven't updated it. And my bank allows you to change the cover of your debit card at any point, anytime, no cost at all.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny you ask me if I'm going to update it in 2027. I actually thought about updating it even before then. I don't even know how this got brought up, but me and neighbor man were looking at my debit card and talking about how old that photo is and that we should update it.
Really?
I'm in a new chapter in my life where at that point it was like just, you know, your parents and your sisters and things like that. I'm now where it's like I'm starting a new chapter, a new family with neighbor man, right?
Mm.
I feel like it should be me and him or our entire zoo.
I was wondering if you were going to say. Well, my first guess was that I'm surprised you just don't have a pink debit card, to be honest, because that feels like
something you would have.
Not to sway your decision. Or I thought maybe you were going to say your animals or specifically your favorites. Aw.
I did think about that. There's one photo I absolutely love of him that would be just perfect. And then I would take it out all the time to use it so I could see him.
Well, I don't know
and
if that's helpful.
And then I could be like, oh, would you like me to get out my weenie?
Okay, now you're banned from every store.
I don't think my boyfriend neighbor man finds me hot, beautiful, sexy, anything anymore because I was a gremlin in front of him. Without even noticing, I belched. Mm. And I thought I've done this before. Like, that's why I didn't even notice that I did it. Like, I swore I've done it in the last, like, you know, 2+ years that we've been dating. But I was downstairs and I let one rip. And I'm telling you.
Nice.
When I belch like a boy. Like, it's really loud. I'm very proud of it. I've worked many years on it. Okay. And he goes from upstairs. What was that? And I go, oh.
You shook him.
I was like, so I always blame the dog Zaw on everything. Like, if I fart, I do the same thing.
Okay, well, that's a little different. I didn't know dogs burped.
They do now. I go, oh, that was Zaw. And he goes, no, that was you. And I don't think I like that.
Really?
He's like, that. I didn't know you could do that. I don't know if I like that.
Okay, so can I tell you, I'm going to be vulnerable.
Go on, queen. I'm excited.
I'm also a belching girl.
Are you better than me? Who's better?
I don't know, because we've never had a belch off.
We are. We will.
Behind a paywall, perhaps. No,
behind a paid wall, people are going to pay to see us.
I'm not doing that for free. No way. No.
$10.99. See those girls belch.
I'm telling you, since I was a little child, and I was a tiny, tiny little girl, my parents were like, you belch like a man who got home and drank a 12-pack.
Me too, girl.
It's just something that lives in me, okay?
Uh-huh.
And I still have that skill. I've never done it in front of my boyfriend, Curly.
Yet?
No, and can I tell you, he begs. He's like, your family hypes it up. Uh-huh. You've said that you can do it, like, belch pretty loud. When are you going to, like, let loose and just...
Are you going to?
Well, I don't know. Because really, like, I don't really have the urge around him. If I drink, like, a soda, I can be like, okay, yeah, I got some, like, bubbles up in me.
I've never had the urge either. I think it's going to happen the same way it happened to me. I just
did
it.
Just an accident?
It just happened. And I wasn't even paying attention to, you know, sometimes you fart and you don't even notice that you did it out loud, right? So someone's like, did somebody?
That sounds like maybe a you problem.
No, I've got a lot of bodily.
I guess so.
Can I say something? I didn't know that you could belch. Like, your parents say it's like a man who's drank a 12-pack of beer. And
since I was a young gal, right? I've had this inside me.
Did you know that I could, too?
I have heard you mention it, yes.
Do you think there's other people, like other girly pops out there that secretly can really belch?
They be burping?
You know, like, we just don't really do it. It's, you know, like guys think that we don't go number two. Mm. We'll keep it that way. You can keep thinking that. Do you think there's other girls out there that could belch just like us and
absolutely.
They just aren't saying anything?
Yes. And to that I say, stand up, diva. We stand together.
And we belch.
The belching beauties.
You and I had to run some errands and we were like, well, we've got to get something to eat because we are starving. While we did that, we noticed this place was selling heart-shaped pretzels for Valentine's Day.
How fun.
And you blurted out, oh my God, I just love things that are heart-shaped. Okay, by the way, if you're confused, that was Taylor who said that. You would think the person who is, you know, rom-com lover, Destiny would be the one to say that. And trust me, I do love anything that is heart-shaped food related. When you said that, I was like, what the... Are you on drugs? Like, what is happening?
No.
What do you mean you love food that is heart-shaped? That is, you are cold-blooded, hate love, hate people.
Mm. I think I just like things that are shaped. You know what I mean? Because if it was like a scroll.
Are you still eating SpaghettiOs?
I know, but I should.
And like it was like SpaghettiOs, but then we also had the alphabet soup.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I know you used to have the alphabet. You used to talk about the alphabet chicken nuggets.
Yes, and French fries.
Oh my God, Taylor, you have problems.
I love it. It's not just a heart thing. I would love it if it was shaped like a coffin. You know, I'm a woman of many sides. I'm not discriminating.
I'm concerned, yet also not at all.
It makes so much sense.
It makes sense that you would order. Can I get a coffin-shaped pretzel, please? Taylor, don't.
No, I'm serious. I should call them and give them that idea.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
It's Super Bowl weekend. And I know you don't have a team to cheer for.
No, but based on colors alone, go Seahawks. They're pretty.
Okay. I guess.
You were looking at me. I was so scared they were not in the Super Bowl and I got it wrong.
I'm glad you. No, you're right. You are right. I feel like.
Go Bad Bunny because I like bunnies.
Yeah, right. Chances are your NFL team did not make the Super Bowl, right? But then you're. Most people pick a side. They have somebody that they want to win more than the other. And then there's people like me and you who...
I'm just there for the commercials and the halftime, to be quite honest with you.
Right. But it is fun to pick a side and root for somebody. So I found this girl on TikTok kind of breaking things down. Super Bowl 101, how to pick your side of who you're going to be cheering for. So I'm going to give you some information about both teams. I'm so sorry if I'm wrong. Just know that I am stupid and I am not into sports. So take this all with a grain of salt.
I mean, that's every day.
Yes. First, we have the Patriots. Okay. It is very important to understand that many football fans and the football community is sick of seeing the Patriots win. They're over it. They are rooting against the Patriots in the Super Bowl because, if you didn't know, years ago, Tom Brady was their quarterback. And he gave them, like, a ton of Super Bowl rings, okay? So people are like, we've seen you guys do this. We're over you. Stop winning. That's why some people don't like them.
Can we say soon to be Patrick Mahomes? What? I mean, let's be honest. Soon to be, like, at some point we're going to say the same thing about Mahomes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. People probably say the same thing about the Chiefs. However, they're not in the Super Bowl. Sorry, suckers. This isn't about you.
Wow, you just really ripped the Band-Aid for some people.
I don't know. People are also annoyed because, obviously, Tom Brady didn't retire that long ago. And normally, after like a superstar like Tom Brady retires, it takes tons of time for them to rebuild and get really good again. Well, it's only been a couple years since then. Their quarterback, whose name is Drake Mays, that's a fact you should know. It's only his second year of playing, and he got them to the Super Bowl. So that is crazy. Some people love it.
That's
some people,
cool.
So yeah, some people think it's annoying, though. Big thing is that Cardi B is a wag of this team. She's the girlfriend of Stephon Diggs, who is
a receiver. I never understand what WAG stands for. Wife.
Wife and girlfriend. Wives and girlfriends.
Oh, my God. You dumbed it down for me for the first time.
Well, that's literally what it stands for. So. Okay.
That's the Patriots. Whole time I'm like, what are we wagging our tails for?
Oh,
I'm like
my
so
God.
Confused.
So Cardi B is going to be there. Overall, Patriots are the underdogs. Literally, people think they are the less talented team, but they're very likable. The Seahawks, however, we have two main characters. We have Cooper Kupp, who is a veteran wide receiver. He was traded by the Rams, apparently, and they kind of didn't say this to him, but they kind of said it to him, which was, you're old and washed up. See you later. We're going to bring in somebody new and young and fresh. So he's kind of on his revenge tour. He's in his reputation era, as some may say. Okay. So we love Cooper Kupp for that. And then their quarterback, Sam Darnold, is also kind of on his own revenge tour because I guess whenever he got drafted, he was the third pick overall, which means he was really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Played for the Jets. Terrible time there. Mm-hmm. Spent years playing as a backup player. Was just at the Minnesota Vikings most recently last year. Had a great season, and then they were like, no thanks, and traded him away. So he's also on his revenge tour to prove that he's great, grand, and awesome. So Seahawks are technically favored. You just got to pick which team you like the story of more.
From what I can tell, I like Seahawks.
Really?
Why? Was I not supposed to?
No, I feel like I
failed the test and I didn't know.
I think you still are thinking about the colors and you didn't hear anything I just said.
You are 100%
I know.
It's those girls in the afternoon and trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
So my dad doesn't text me often, but when he does, I know what he needs something and he wants to know it fast.
Okay.
Yesterday, I get a text message at 8:44 p.m., and it's an emoji where it's kind of like, I'm confused. And the next text is, what show are you and Taylor talking about? Now, at 8:44, we're no longer on the air, mm-hmm. so he must be listening back on the podcast. And
good
he says,
man. Smart man.
Yeah, right? He says, traders, but he spells it T-R-A-D-E-R-S.
Oh, like we're trading cards.
Yes. Or... And then he texts, or traitors, like the TV show.
Yeah.
And I said, traitors, like the TV show. I said, you would love it. He's like, because I can't find it on my Roku app.
Snap, that is a dad problem, and we must solve it.
But I just think it's so funny that he is clearly starting to get hooked because we keep talking about the show Traitors, and I need him to get into this show. I got him into Only Murderers in the Building.
Oh, yes.
Then I got you into Only Murderers in the Building. I need him to get into Traitors because I just know that he's going to be really hooked.
Yeah, I'm like, pop him in the group chat. I'm down to talk to dad about
would you really?
Our faves. Yes.
But you're not allowed to ask him about any childhood stories.
Why not? If we're in the group chat, I'm allowed to do whatever I want.
I was just telling you that my dad texted me last night and was like, well, what show are you and Taylor constantly talking about on your show? Well, it's the show Traitors. By the way, if you're not watching it, we are obsessed.
Get to it. Get into it.
It's so good. So then I'm like, okay, well, like, what else are you watching right now? He said, I started Stranger Things from season one again and finished season two and thought, that's like a nice ending point. Why do I keep going?
No!
So I decided to watch Wonder Man as a break.
I'm sorry.
I knew that would get you going.
Well, like, maybe he's seen that people are unhappy with how the series ended, so I kind of understand that, but
You've never had a show in your life that you were like, maybe you're season two, three, four, five in, and you're like, you know what? I'm satisfied. I know that there's like three, four more seasons to go, but I'm good. Like, I feel like I'm at a good point to end this. Because for me, it would be How I Met Your Mother.
What? I know I finished that series.
You did?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I didn't. Because I can't remember all the characters' names, but I kind of had a feeling the two that ended up getting together, I was afraid that they were going to break up, so I kind of stopped because I didn't want it to not be a happy ending.
Oh my God, that's so stupid.
Okay, why you got to talk to me? Like, oh my God, that's so stupid.
Because you thought... whatever.
What about you? Don't act like you're Miss Perfect.
Okay, I have one show. Now, I will say that I have seen the whole thing through, I think. But it's one of my comfort shows that I rewatch frequently. And I know that I have a stopping point because that's where the show should have ended. Roseanne. Okay.
Wait. Roseanne first time, Roseanne second time.
First time. I've never watched the reboot, to be fair. Because the original Roseanne gets so stupid. Roseanne, the show.
I don't remember how it goes.
Was great because it was like a Midwest family, like lower middle class, like very, like kids fighting with each other, crazy mom, whatever. And then at some point in the later seasons, they just randomly win the lottery. And then
they do?
Yes, it's so stupid. So
I don't recall
watching.
This.
Oh my God, it's so dumb.
Did they get a better house?
I don't know because I don't know that I've seen it, I don't remember.
I did not know this because they're always like, you know, it's what we all deal with, right? You're like just paycheck to paycheck,
yes.
And that's what they deal with. I never knew they won the lottery.
They win the lottery. Don't bother watching. It's so dumb.
I want to know if they get a new house. Do they get a new car? Do they quit their jobs?
Oh, and I think Roseanne dies. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Wait a minute. If she dies, why is she in the reboot? Is she in the reboot? I have so many questions. No wonder you don't watch
it. I'm not
it.
Sure that I ever saw it now that I'm saying I need help with a jar in my house. I don't mean opening a jar.
Weren't you just talking about how buff Curly is the other day? Bragging about his shirts aren't fitting?
Okay. That's not how I said it, but sure, yeah. My big buff boyfriend. No.
I was like, you need help opening a jar?
No, I need help figuring out what to put in a jar, okay? So I have this big candy jar is what I would call it. I had it sitting on my desk here at work, but I haven't
been. And then
she
stopped filling it.
Yeah, I did stop filling it.
She stopped loving me.
Well, and for my own good, because I don't need access to candy for 8 hours a day. And I've just been really bad about filling it. It's been sitting on top of my desk. I was like, I need to take it home and find some sort of use for this because it's a nice like glass jar. So I take it home and I set it on the kitchen counter just as I got home. And my boyfriend Curly was like, oh, what are we going to do with that jar? What are we going to put in there? And I'm like, I don't know yet. I want to find something to do with it because I'm sure I paid decent money for it too. And he first thought was, well, we should have a giant candy jar. And I'm like, same thing as having it at work. Do we really need to have that much candy around? Seems like something we're going to regret. And then his second suggestion was, let's fill it with cat treats.
No.
I also was kind of like, not my favorite thing. So now I'm like, I feel like I need to bring an idea to the table because I just keep shutting him down. But I don't know what I want to put in the jar.
Does it have to be for the two of you or can it be for selfish reasons? Just out of curiosity before I give you my two ideas.
Well, I'm open to being selfish.
Okay, well, first idea was, do you remember the button girl on TikTok? She was like,
oh, it only has to make sense to me. Sorry.
Yeah. Or she's putting a button in a jar every day. I think it's for like how many days of the year it is. So like at the end, she'll 365 buttons for her to, I think, just understand how many days of the year and what she's doing with each day.
Well, yeah, and it doesn't have to make sense to anybody else.
So. Right. So you could do the button thing. My thought, and I think this would be really cool for you. I was telling you earlier today that I feel like I need to cross stitch more, and you were telling me you need to color more, but we just don't have time in our life.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling you that every time I do 100 stitches with cross stitching, I get to fill in a little heart for Valentine's Day, right? Mm-hmm. And it's really satisfying and it keeps me motivated. Right. Honestly, I'm a millennial. We love our gold stars. We want a trophy for everything. Could you do something with that jar because you want to color more, that every time you color something, something goes in that jar? It could be the art. It could be a button. It could be...
Why are we so stuck on the buttons?
I don't know why we're stuck on the buttons. It could be a marker. It could be... I don't know. That's an option. Then you could see how many times you got to color, and that's something that makes you very happy and passionate.
Mm-hmm.
What?
And it makes me sound like I'm 6 years old.
I'm currently sending you a photo right now, Taylor, so I need you to open your phone. But earlier today, you were talking about my debit card and that you noticed my debit card had my family photo on it.
Yes.
It's from 2014, 2015. It was at my aunt's wedding. It's my stepmom, my dad, my sister, her husband, my nephew, and then me and my other sister. You were saying, do you plan on ever changing that cover of your debit card?
Mm-hmm.
Because it expires in 2 years. No, a year, sorry.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm shocked you haven't done anything that's pink because you love that color. I'm surprised you haven't done anything that's like a dachshund or a weenie because that's your favorite dog that you have at home.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about how creepy the internet is and how our phone and our computers are always listening.
Of course.
The photo I just sent you. I'm not even in this group on Facebook, but it suggested that I should join Dachshund Finds. This person has a pink debit card that has weenie dogs on it.
It has weenie dogs on it.
It took the two things you said, pink and weenie dogs, and put it together. Why did it suggest this to me? Is that not the weirdest thing?
Yeah. But now I'm like, what else can we get to show up? $1 million, $1 million, $1 million. Let me know.
Mansion.
Yes. In-ground pool.
Oh, my God.
I'll keep going.
Let's get quizzical. Time to use your brain cells. The few that showed up today. Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
It's another episode of The Traitors tonight. We're so excited. That's why the last couple of Thursdays, we've been doing a lying trivia question.
Total carnage.
That was a good episode.
Last week was great. Spoiler alert. I miss Lisa Rinna already.
Do you really?
Oh my gosh.
I feel like there was better people we could have gotten rid of, to be quite honest with you.
That's what I'm saying. She was pretty obvious at that point, but I'm going to miss her.
She's
Lisa Rinna, you know?
She can't say that next word.
I will, should I?
I
will not be at the castle tomorrow if I do that.
Tonight's trivia question. What is the average age for a child to tell their first lie?
You're
already working on being a traitor.
From the womb. That's weird. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
What is the average age for a child to tell their first lie?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9. We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
It's a good day when people confess their sins on our text line. What?
Yes.
It is.
Yes.
And people are doing just that on our text line, which you can always let us know at 319-200-1029. But tonight's trivia question, we're talking about stealing. 18% of people steal this from work. What is it?
You still have time to text in your guests to 319-200-1029 before the answer is revealed. But so far, Chrissy said office supplies. That makes sense. I feel like every office has like
the closet.
The bulk closet, right? Uh-huh. We have one here even where there's batteries, there's sticky notes, there's Sharpies. I mean, all the good stuff is in there.
We got two.
We do? I'm sorry. Wait a minute. Where's the second one?
You literally don't know that we have two. You're serious.
I'm thinking about the one up front.
Yep.
By Queen Loretta.
Yes. And then there's a second one in the sales area.
Oh, it's in one of the cabinets.
Oh, girl.
I don't like that one as much. It's a mess.
Oh, I love that one because nobody ever goes to it. And so it's always like more stocked.
I just think it's a bunch of pens. So I don't know what I'm missing out on.
I love to steal pens.
No, that's true.
4475 said toilet paper and they work in healthcare. Does that mean you've stolen it? Do they have good toilet paper there?
No. Why? I feel like not respectfully. No business has like good toilet paper.
I don't think I've ever went potty at like the doctor's office other than when they need you to do it in the cup. But I don't remember what the toilet paper's like. I've never done it at the hospital because I have other things to worry about if I'm at the hospital.
I don't think we're talking like double ply situation.
Oh, God, it's the one.
It's single. Which, like, ugh. I guess if you need it, then you need it. But, like, I'm not stealing it because it's comfortable.
And it's not like they got bougie
it's
toilet
not
paper.
Pillowy soft.
You know what? Maybe we should be stealing it because if my hospital bill is already stupid expensive, might as well take the toilet paper.
Okay, let's not encourage poor behavior. Okay. Jill has lots of answers. Jill said toilet paper, notepads, pens, and band-aids.
I never thought about stealing band-aids. That is so genius, actually. Mm-hmm. We got a whole cabinet full of like
first aid.
I was gonna say drugs. It's like ibuprofen and Tylenol.
I wonder if people be stealing Tylenol or the ibuprofen.
I would steal that, and I would steal the band-aids. You don't think of, I haven't, because I have a ridiculous amount of band-aids. Don't ask me questions, because even I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But they're stupid expensive. Same thing with ibuprofen and Tylenol.
I guess in a sense
I do kind of steal. Again, I've never done this from the company, but I, in a sense, kind of do, because I have ibuprofen in my backpack and I always forget I do. But yet I go to the cabinet and I'm like, well, I'll just take some ibuprofen.
Well, if you're closer. Is that stealing, though? That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
Well, tonight's trivia question is about stealing. 18% of people steal this from work. What is it?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029. And the answer is coming up in two songs.
Don't forget, you can also tell us what field you work in. We won't tell them.
Do people be stealing from your work?
Oh.
I would not.
Spill the tea.
I'd love to know.
And if you want to tell us which coworker, go ahead.
Yes, and we will put a hex on them. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know how to do that.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding. It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
The question tonight, what is the average age for a child to tell their first lie?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is
between the ages of 2 and 3 years old, the children are telling their first lie.
Dang.
And at first I'm like, that's like, you know, really dramatic. That's really young. But then you got to think about it. Like if mom asks you, did you chop your hair in the bathroom? I did that. Don't ask questions.
Oh, like gave yourself bangs?
Yeah, I like chopped all my hair and then I hid my hair in the couch.
At 2 years old? In the couch? There's lots to discuss here.
Well, I got a hold of a pair of scissors.
How old were you?
I don't recall, but I don't doubt it wouldn't be 2 or 3.
Okay.
Because I don't really remember a whole lot other than getting in trouble for my hair being in the couch.
Mm-hmm.
But I chopped my hair and I thought, oh, they'll never notice if I hide the evidence, as if I didn't have the worst haircut ever. Right. So I hid the hair in the couch and they were like, where did you hide the hair? Where's the hair? Where's the hair? In the couch, baby.
Did you fess up to that or it was like years later?
No, I was trying to act like I didn't do anything. Although you could see like one part short, the other part.
Well, I get that. Who found the hair in the couch?
I think I ended up confessing to it. I don't think they turned the whole house upside down.
You've always been a bad liar.
I still am to this day.
I know.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.